program you're about to hear, Bob's Slapdown Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, himself, genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
I got those repressed hostility blues here in the heartless city. I'm elbowed and muscled and hustled around by a queer turn of psych. I'm bound to be pleasant to those I dislike. I got those repressed hostility blues, lost in the cruel, cruel city. I'm jostled, maltreated, and cheated in turn by an odd twist of fate. I yearn to be gracious to people I hate. I'm a lonesome emotional lackey who craves someone to attack. I need a waiter, a waitress, or hacky who promise not to fight back. I got those repressed hostility blues here in the no-good city. The anger I'm feeling is all in my mind. Oh, if only I knew some kind of a someone to transfer it to. Someone to transfer it to. Oh, there must be a chump on whom I can dump my repressed hostility blues.
Ah, that was Katie Lee from Songs of Couch in Consultation with Repressed Hostility Blues, which is perfect to get us in the mood for what I have tonight, because welcome, seekers. Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm that beastest with the leastest, your hostess, Reverend Susie the Floozy, and are you nice and strapped in tight for tonight's show, seekers? I mean, with the big red straps, because you are about to get hit right in the chops by Hurricane Shelley. Oh, Shelley is apparently some internet kook who got all bent over how the election was going last Tuesday night. And while she got drunk and increasingly mad, she recorded her real-time meltdown for YouTube. Oh, unfortunately, the camera never shows her. She just turns it on to show the computer screen as the totals come in, inspiring more and more crescendos of rage and disbelief and the most incredible cursing. Oh, seekers. If I didn't know better, I'd think Evil Susie had taken to partisan politics. I mean, Shelley even threw in the rage smoking. Oh, yeah. Oh, but this mysterious woman unwittingly created an invisible trail of magic in her crazy wake. Oh, because no sooner did the raw spew of Shelley's volcanic rage splatter onto YouTube than a remarkable mix of it was born. Fortunately, Just John alerted me to the fact that Scooter of the Inner Side radio program out of Houston had just produced an incredible audio document, a psychological study of our new favorite anonymous crazy broad. So with Scooter's kind permission, I'm going to help disseminate it as far as I can. Oh, it makes me want to check out his extensive archives at axisofevil.org, spelled A-C-K-S-I-S of evil. I can't thank him enough, but hey, you might want to get behind a fire screen too once this bitch starts going. Enjoy.
Welcome to Innerside Radio's presentation of YouTube superstar Shelley, live blogging election results. Obama was reelected, and I'm pissed. And why? She's depressed.
Hello, and welcome to The Answered Patient. I'm Jane Hansen. Bipolar disorder is a complex and sometimes devastating mental illness. It's characterized by extreme mood swings, which is why the disease was once known as manic depression.
All of the f***ing bastards who have said over all of these years that Obama has to go, yet I can make 15 f***ing posts on Facebook and not f***ing one of you will share it with people who don't want to see it because you don't want to offend somebody. Well, how do you like it tonight? How do you like the fact that Obama won the f***ing election? Is that settling well with you? It's not settling well with me. I don't want to f*** in my ass.
In this episode of The Answered Patient, we'll discuss the risk factors for bipolar disorder, the symptoms to look out for, and the latest treatments available. Bipolar disorder is chronic, incurable, and can be life-threatening.
I have busted my ass over the last 4 years. I just got a computer 4 years ago, so excuse me, it took me about a year to teach myself how to properly use it. I had 220 videos on my first YouTube channel. I think it was 200 videos and 220 subscribers, with almost a million views on all of those videos. Conservative videos that you people didn't share. Because you didn't want to offend people that might not agree with what you posted, yet you'd like what I posted, and some of you not even bothered to do that. Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the fuck off of it. This is such bullshit.
Shizzle.
And there, in the popular vote, I'm Drudge. Obama's about to go over Romney. Here, take a look, ass
shizzle.
Look at your fucking work. Look at that. Look. Look.
Nearly one in five commit suicide. But bipolar disorder can be controlled.
Can you read those totals? Romney, 44,548,000. Obama, 44,332,000. Oh, it's getting close now. You suppose you'd like to share that with your friends that voted for Obama? I bet you wouldn't, you little pussies. God, I'm sick and tired of it. I spend hours upon hours upon hours mining the news and finding things to post for you to share with other people, and yet very little of you do it. Some of you do. I appreciate every one of you that do, and I'm not talking to you, so don't comment here. I'm talking to all you namby-pamby pussies who don't want to find your voice or put your voice out there. Get the fuck off the internet. You are of no use to anybody. Shut your fucking accounts down. Shut your fucking mouths. Fall in line and love socialist America, because that's what you got. You want to call me unhinged? I am. You'd be right. I am totally fucking unhinged right now.
Many of the world's most creative and successful people are living with this illness every day.
combination of medications and
look, just got closer. Services. Romney, $45,000,245,000. Obama, $45,029,000. Ooh, it's only within $20,000 now. So Romney isn't even going to get the popular
People
vote.
People living with bipolar disorder experience dramatic shifts in energy and thought.
All you goddamn Ron Paul supporters, you Gary Johnson voting douchebags, kiss my ass!
I just felt like my head was spinning.
You want to really do it? I'll give you my fucking address. Better yet, Google my goddamn name, find it yourself, show up unannounced. I'll be happy to fucking greet you at my door. I'll be happy to find you in my bedroom in the middle of the night, you assholes. Come on over! I'll fucking kill you and I'll enjoy doing it! You goddamn motherfuckers! You think another 4 years of Obama is gonna be so much better than 4 years of Romney? You're too fucking stupid to live here!
The word bipolar means two opposites, which refers to these extreme mood swings from energized mania to deep depression.
Go to hell, libertarians! Kiss my ass, you fucking bastards! You think you voted for something? You didn't vote for shizzle!
These moods have no pattern. They may come and go suddenly.
You helped Obama win, you fucking ass shizzles!
And single episodes of mania or depression can last for months. For even years.
And there is a very large segment of this society that will never forgive you for that. So, fuck off! So, Obamacare stands. We are now officially, the United States of America is now officially a socialist country. The people who got the free Obama phones, the people who thought Obama was going to pay for their gas, although it's only gone up in his administration, the people who think their health care is now going to be free, and who the fuck knows, it may now be in the next 4 years.
During so-called manic episodes, people say they feel important and energized.
You're not in control of yourself.
A single-payer system is exactly what Obama was going for, which is why Obamacare had to be defeated in the first place, which most of you didn't bother to fucking figure out!
I had racing thoughts, delusions of grandeur.
You ignorant fucks! You may as well go to Canada. Move up there. You want to experience their health care? Go on. Move up there. Go to England. England's trying to get rid of their national health care system, even though they praised it at the Olympics. Why do you think they did? Because it's failing, that's why. Just the same as their country's failing. Just the same as every other fucking socialist country in the whole world is failing. I almost said in the United States. Oh wait, now, the United States is one of the socialist countries. Thank you, motherfuckers.
You're talking so fast, you're very tangential.
Sorry to those of you who think I'm a nice girl, I'm not. I'm a bitch.
People don't understand what you're talking about.
I swear, and I don't give a fuck who hears it.
Symptoms of mania can also include substance abuse, hostility, and reckless, impulsive behavior.
I've been sick and tired of being nice. I've been nice online. You want to see me become a bitch? No, you don't. Nobody does. I won't. I'll calm down. I won't be. I'll calm down.
People don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm really pissed off tonight. I have busted my ass. I have spent thousands of hours. And I have more hours to spend than most of you. I realize that. I don't have children. I live alone. I can spend all of my free time dedicated to working online.
If the episodes are severe, patients may even experience hallucinations and delusions.
And all of the hours that I've spent online working for you people is how I see it. For this country is how I see it. And you people don't even share the shit I post. You don't like on YouTube, or you say you liked it on YouTube, but you don't because I can see it reflected in the goddamn results on my YouTube channel. Thumbs up. You'll write the comment section on Facebook. Well, you know what? That doesn't count on YouTube.
Delusions of grandeur.
Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the hell off of it.
When bipolar mood episodes cycle to depression.
I am so sick and tired of this shit. You people that just think you have it all figured out. There ain't fucking one of you that fucking do. That's not to say I have all the answers. I certainly don't.
People often feel overwhelming sadness.
I thought this election would be a landslide, but I've been thinking that for almost 3 years now.
And debilitating despair.
It's a little hard to change your mind once you've been convinced of something long ago.
It's like you're under a rock and you can't get out of it, and maybe you don't even want to.
Please don't. I'm driving. Popular vote. Romney, 45-490. Obama, 45-330.
And while these symptoms can be overwhelming, nearly half of those suffering from bipolar disorder do not get the medical care they need.
And yes, for you snoops, that's an ashtray. There's a trash can on the other side sitting on the couch that the TV's sitting on. Next to my computer screens, I've got that one shut off because I couldn't stand to look at it anymore, because that's the one I've got Facebook up on.
People don't understand what you're talking about.
I've got chips over here, because that's what I had for supper tonight with my, cheese dip. That was my supper, thank you very much. Because I didn't feel like I had the time to make something. Cigarettes.
Symptoms of mania can also include
my beer and my goddamn butterscotch schnapps. Wah, wah, wah.
Substance abuse.
Well, now it's Romney, 45-490 to Obama, 45-330.
That was the trigger.
Still up by 140. So he very well could likely win the popular vote and lose the electoral vote.
If you or someone you know is experiencing any of the symptoms of bipolar disorder...
Isn't that great? There's an asterisk by Obama's numbers. I don't know what that's about.
It's important to seek medical attention.
Because chances are damn good. I'd go look it up, post it somewhere online.
Before a major crisis develops.
One of you would see it, give it a like, and that's where it would sit. Because if you don't share it, it doesn't go anywhere else. Do you not see that?
There are several types of bipolar disorder classified in a continuum from mild to severe.
God, some of you bitch that when you share stuff, friends, people that you're friends with on Facebook don't like it. Who gives a shizzle?
The two major types are bipolar 1.
You either believe in what you're posting or you don't.
The most severe form of the illness. And bipolar 2.
You either have convictions and you live by them, or you don't.
Which is milder.
Those of you that are new, I get it. I understand why you don't.
Nobody's bipolar disorder is just like the next person's.
Want to post things on Facebook. I get it, because when I first started out 3-4 years ago with my computer, it took me a year to even get on Facebook. It's like, no, I don't want to get on there. It's Facebook. Ugh. Face butt, as Rush used to call it. And now he's on it all the time. Well, his people post for him, but yeah, whatever. He doesn't call it face butt anymore.
You know, the intensity of symptoms, the cycling of symptoms looks really different from person to person.
I didn't want to get on it for fear I'd get addicted. Well, I'm addicted. It is a good tool. It's a good tool of the left's to use against them. The people on the right can't seem to figure that out. All you want to do is talk about all these goddamn conspiracy theories about how Facebook is removing your posts. They're not! If you spent any time in the liberal groups on Facebook, you'd understand that the liberal people are saying the exact same damn things as you. Get the fuck out of your little comfort zones, branch out, make some sort of an impact, and be worth something. Make your time online worth something.
Bipolar disorder affects men and women of every race, age, and economic class.
As it is, you're staying in your little comfort zones, preaching to the fucking choir. Oh, wow, you're really effective, aren't you? At least on YouTube, I encounter assholes on a daily basis.
And while no one knows the exact cause of the illness, researchers have identified several contributing factors.
They're all over the place. Liberals, I'm talking about. Other people can see what I post on YouTube. They can see everything.
Studies show that bipolar disorder, like other depressive illnesses, can result from abnormally functioning neurotransmitters, which are chemical messengers that help regulate mood.
Yet because Google owns YouTube, you guys don't like YouTube. Well, get over it! It's a tool of the left. Use it against them. What part of that do you not get?
And since the illness often runs in families, scientists believe there is also a strong genetic link.
Facebook, Twitter, all tools of the left. Use them against them.
Still, some people with the genes may never develop the illness.
I don't know why the fuck I've bothered. Jesus Christ, I've written it out in blog posts. I've posted it, and a few of you would share it and say, oh, that's a great blog post.
Researchers suspect it takes a combination of biological, genetic, and environmental factors to trigger bipolar episodes.
And then there it dies. It's over.
If you have a very strong genetic predisposition to bipolar disorder...
It's been 8 months in a Palin group. For what? I feel... I'm so goddamn mad at Sarah Palin tonight. I could spit nails at her.
You could have the most idyllic life in the world, and you still may get sick.
I really could.
If you have a very weak predisposition to bipolar disorder, you may have to have a lot of stressors in your life.
She failed this country. She should have stepped up. She should have ran. I know she has small kids. Everybody makes sacrifices, Sarah.
To really cause this disease to kick in.
Well, maybe not some of you that don't want to offend your little liberal friends who might challenge you on a post you might make on your Facebook wall. Sorry, not all of you. A lot of us make sacrifices.
While there is no known cure for bipolar disorder, a combination of medication, psychotherapy, and lifestyle changes can help those with this illness live full, productive lives.
And whether you think people are reading your posts or not, they are. I've made several posts about how, sorry if I'm offending you, I hope I'm not, but I'm not going to stop even if I am. And people will say, no, don't stop. I like reading what you post. Don't stop. I'm glad you're back because I went back to my personal account this year. Or actually, it was a little over a year ago. My other account on Facebook was called Right Wing Kook Tank. And I got tired of people bashing me for having a phony name.
In the other chapters of this episode, you'll learn more about
that. And I tried to change it back a few months later, back to Right Wing Kook Tank, because I was sick and tired of having to hide.
That doctors recommend most.
I am right wing. That's me. Kook. People that know me call me Kook. People that know me from that account call me Kook. And I like it. Evil Conservative Industries, I should be the CEO.
Finally, if you'd like to be kept up to date on bipolar disorder, you can subscribe to this series on our health channel at AnswersTV.com.
I'm going back to my personal account, and if the people that are there on my friend list don't like it, I really don't give a shit. I've reached a point in my life, I'm 41, and I achieved this about 2 years ago, where I don't give a fuck what you think of me. I really don't care. If you're not in my life on a daily basis, kiss my ass. I don't give a
shizzle
what you think of me, and my God, is that a good feeling or what? It really is. And so that's how I live my life.
Let's have a war. We did all you stuff for me.
depression is a serious medical condition that can take so much out of you.
I never seek to offend others.
I feel
others.
Like I have to wind myself up.
I do seek to defend others, but I never seek to offend. Some may be offended by what I
just
say.
Just get out of bed.
But that's not my goal. My goal is to state my opinion.
Then, well, I have to keep winding myself up to deal with the sadness.
I understand that not everybody's going to agree with it. And I really don't give a shit.
The loss of interest.
I guess you could put me on that list of conservative women that don't give a fuck what other people think of them.
The trouble concentrating.
Oh, what a good group I'm in.
The lack of energy.
Oh, good it did us, huh? Because all you pussies that wouldn't bother to offend others. Thank you.
Ask your doctor about Prestique. Prestique is a prescription medicine proven to treat
46,
depression. Prestique is
thought
to work by affecting the levels of two chemicals
for
in the brain, serotonin and norepinephrine.
45,846 46 million. 56,000 for Romney. 45,846 for Obama.
Do not take Prestique with MAOIs. Taking Prestique with NSAID pain relievers, aspirin,
and
blood thinners may increase
bleeding. I don't know if I'll post it.
Tell your doctor about
I don't know if I'll ever listen to it again.
Including those for migraine, to avoid a potentially
we can't even impeach
condition.
Obama now.
Prestique may cause a worsening
unless
blood
Democrats
pressure,
in the Senate can
glaucoma.
Understand
tell
that he lied.
Heart disease, or
which I seriously
or
doubt they will.
Prestique. Side effects may
we have to go after the RNC and we have to go after the media.
Prestique is a key in helping to treat my depression.
Andrew Breitbart, this is war. Say that. For example, I made an Andrew Breitbart conservative warrior video. It was an hour and I think 37 minutes long, hour and a half long. Posted it in several Facebook groups on like, I think it was April 29th when I finally got it finished. When Andrew died, it was a shock to many of us. I never met him. I always wanted to meet him, but I never met him. Time he was having, I called it a bitch fest with Glenn Beck, where Andrew was attacking Glenn on Twitter. He did it for days. I don't remember anymore how many days it was. It's actually a period I'd like to forget. And the all you people that wanted to say that Breitbart was murdered, just fuck yourselves. Shut the fuck up with all this conspiracy bullshit. Chemtrails aren't real. Breitbart wasn't murdered. 9/11 was done by Al-Qaeda. And isn't it funny how George Bush and company knew a few hours after 9/11 that it was Al-Qaeda, yet 2 months after Benghazi, Obama can't say who attacked us in Benghazi. Oh, it's amazing. But you people don't want to talk about that. No, let's just talk about 9/11 truthers and chemtrails. Shut the fuck up, man. You guys are so stupid. You make all the rest of us look like chiseled. Oh, and Obama was born in fucking Hawaii. There's two goddamn newspaper reports about it. You think both of them are faked. So don't ever communicate with me. Don't ever post anything I post. Unfriend me. Block me. Get the fuck rid of me. We can't waste our time on your bullshit anymore. So go the fuck away. Thank you. Just look at all the time you goddamn birthers have spent wasted on that shit that Obama makes a joke out of, and you think it's neat. And oh my God, people don't know. There's nothing to know. We already know it. Nothing happened. Every goddamn bill he signed will all remain standing. Doesn't matter how much bitching you do about him being a non-citizen. Doesn't matter. You've wasted all those hours. Fuck you. And thank you so much. You've been so helpful. Now get the fuck out of the way. He's not a Muslim either. If anything, he's Muslim friendly, of course, because he grew up in a Muslim nation. When he was 6, he moved there, I think. I don't even know. He wasn't born there. He lived there. He never went to the 4th of July parades that we did. And by the way, might I add, I was born on the fucking 4th of July. I have a little bit different perspective than some of you do, just because of that fact.
Learn about a free trial offer from Abilify.
Obama never even attended a 4th of July parade. He never attended a local town parade in America. He doesn't even know what it's about.
Before I started taking Abilify, I was taking an antidepressant alone.
You ever did the painted turtle races at the local celebration?
Most days I could put on a brave face and muddle through, but other days I still struggle with my depression.
Comedy's up by 220,000 on Drudge now. Popular vote.
I was managing, but it always had a way of creeping up on me. I felt stuck. I just couldn't shake my depression.
Obama is not a Muslim. If anything, he's a black liberation theologian. Black liberation theology is based in Marxism. Look it up on the fucking internet. There'll be many sites where you will find the exact same thing.
So I talked to my doctor.
Except, as opposed to what you'll find about this birtherism bullshit.
He said adding Abilify to my antidepressant could help with my depression.
The stuff about black liberation theology is actually based in the truth.
And that some people had symptom improvement as early as 1 to 2 weeks. He also told me about a free trial offer from Abilify. Now, I feel more in control of my depression.
Stop it! Either act like a goddamn adult, join us in the fight against what is a real threat to us, or go the hell away. Go find some little obscure group on Facebook where you can all call everybody in the world names and lump everybody from one group into another group and be done with it.
That was Shelley from her epic YouTube post. Obama was reelected, and I'm pissed. Dog censored by yours truly. Music by Black Flag and Fear. This has been the Innerside Radio Program. My name is Scooter.
And thank you so much. You've been so helpful. Now get the fuck out of the way.
Wrong again, liberal media.
Get over it!
Oh.
It's a tool of the left. Use it against them.
Right!
We've come through some tough times. We've come through them together. All of us, from every race, every religion, and ethnic background. All that we've done, and all that we mean to do, is to make this country freer still. America's future rests in a thousand dreams inside your hearts. It rests in the message of hope in songs of a man so many young Americans admire.
Live from the west side, Los Angeles, yelling to the lower east side tenements. Who am I to criticize politics and yet glorified drugs and sex? Well, I'm the next evolution of the revolution. When those over 30 in the institution, this musician's contribution is a rendezvous. This revolution is whatever it is. This new revolution is whatever it is. This new revolution is whatever it is. This new revolution is whatever it is.
Damn you!
Wah, wah, wah.
Baby, shake it for me.
Yeah! Yeah.
Hi, current Marty.
Love without anger isn't love at all. Why get your hands up?
the show having to piss you off, but frankly, I don't fucking give a rat's ass, okay? Ha ha! We had Jello Biafra and DOA with a fucking 13-minute version of Full Metal Jackoff, and Ross Galana Molehead with Revolutionist, that Reagan thing, and then Dilly Billy with a fucking Bollywood number, I Love You But I Hate You, and then the Aquabats made a fucking pinata out of Devo's Love Without Anger, which got a hell of a lot more YouTube hits for any of the things I did, because none of you will share! But none of this could have happened without Scooter and his amazing 29-minute overnight mix of crazy internet loon Shelly and her fantastic election night rage. And I can smell a Dave Cloud barrage that's going to close the whole thing up.
Oh,
Dad. Hey, what gives? I thought you and Shelly were hitting it off.
Killed each other. You know, one of those murder-suicide deals. Well,
more like a Maida's member romance.
Damn you! Remember the wrath of my fantastic grave. You don't know the half of me, baby. You're half my age. We won't have the money. We will drop my car. We will do the cocaine. We will sleep with stars. We will know the wrath of my fantastic grave. You don't know the half of it, baby. On the way, you will have the money, you will be my girl, you will be my honey, you'll be
the White House? Come on, I'm the walrus, damn it!